Amid the talk about getting the best ways to improve school attendance, one woman in Auckland's been quietly getting on with the job. Lisa Ely Oliver is the co-founder of Lalanga, an organisation that seeks to help Māori and Pacifica students to engage and thrive at school. The latest attendance figures out on Friday showed that for the last quarter of last year, regular attendance has improved, but still remains well below pre-pandemic figures. Truancy was the largest reason for unjustified absences in 2022 at 3.4%, but Friday's updated data show it has since halved to 1.7%. The decline in recent years in regular school attendance, deemed to be attending 90% of the time, or specifically attending 9 out of 10 half days, prompted the new government to float the idea of fines for parents to tackle truancy. Lisa Ely Oliver's approach with Lalanga is to practically support and encourage schools and to create excitement about school among their students. Her organisation sets schools up with a weekly classroom box that delivers daily content, activities and individual workbooks to students, as well as lesson plans and support for teachers on a topic of their choosing. Lisa Ely Oliver started with one school and 60 students. She's now worked with 10,000 in the 3.5 years it's been running. She's here now. Malo Ilele, Lisa Ely. Welcome to 9 to Noon. Great to have you with us.
Malo Ilele, Catherine. Thank you. And it's an honour to be here.
So, talk us through Lalanga, which has grown so quickly. How does it all work?
So, I was born in Tonga in the 80s, and both my parents left school before the age of 14. So, when my sister and I were born in Tonga, they knew that if we were to stay in Tonga, we'd remain uneducated, remain in the poverty cycle, so we moved to New Zealand in the 80s. And I grew up in poverty, and education has completely transformed my life. And so ended up being able to, because of education, graduating from university, owning my own home, and then in about August 2020, during the COVID lockdown, I started having a moment where I felt like I had achieved everything we had moved here in New Zealand to New Zealand to achieve and had taken hold of education and seen it just transform my life. And it was then that I started to realise that Māori and Pacifica students were still struggling and quite alarmed and surprised at it, especially in an age where technology was growing and moving, and couldn't understand how we're living in a technological age and our students are still struggling and still experiencing the same problems that I did when I was growing up. And I was at home during the August 2020 lockdown. I was scrolling on Facebook and saw that the Ministry of Education had just introduced a COVID Innovation Fund. And the Facebook post literally said, "We've introduced this COVID Innovation Fund. We need innovative and engaging ideas from the community to engage our Māori and Pacifica students. Do you have an idea? If so, can you put forward a proposal to the ministry and see if you're lucky?" And that's how Lalanga came about, was really from that moment on the couch, scrolling through Facebook and me coming across this Ministry of Education post to a call for the community to help Māori and Pacifica kids re-engage and engage in education.
So many things were going on then. For a start, there was the shortage of digital devices that kids needed at lockdown, and there was a big rush to try and get them sufficient devices out and to get them content packs out when they were stuck at home. But also, this was a moment in time where many were to lose touch, too many were to lose touch with education for all sorts of reasons. But interestingly, this was your opportunity to come at things from an engagement perspective, from a what will get these kids excited about learning perspective.
Yes, and I come at this problem from many different, perspectives or experiences. I'm a child who could have easily fallen through the gaps. I've grew up in poverty. Both my parents were factory workers. And I actually didn't do well in education until I was about 10 years old. I was a late reader, and I struggled through education. I think just changing from English to learning how to, from Tongan to learning how to speak English, the culture was different. And I had this moment when I was 10 where the primary school, Pizza Hut, had a collaboration that they were doing with primary schools. I don't know if you remember this, but the reward scheme was that if you read one book every day for 30 days, You had like a coupon card thing that you ticked off. Every day you read one book. At the end of the 30 days, you get free pizza from Pizza Hut. And as a poor kid, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so hungry and starving. I would love to get this pizza. And started reading. And then I just started inhaling books and reading 30 books every single month. And so I come at this problem with attendance and engagement from experience. I know what it's like to be at the bottom, failing, but I know what it feels like to finally get to that point where you realize, actually, I can do this and I love learning. And when I approached the ministry with my proposal to launch Lalanga, we launched with a traditional mentoring program. And we launched in Tamaki College with 60 senior students. And it was there that I realized, actually, they need more. It's not just about coming to school. It's not just about mentoring. But the quality of teachers, teachers need support inside the classroom. The learning content, and especially for Māori and Pacifica, then there could be a lot of improvement in those areas. So that's where I started to really see a different angle to the problem. So in my experience with Lalanga, I see the attendance and engagement problem, the well-being problem, because I've been in the problem myself as a young child. But I also see it as you know, I studied a master's in education, technological futures, and my master's research was on how can we use digital technology to improve outcomes for Māori and Pacifica students, focusing on attendance, engagement, well-being, and achievement. And I'm also in the schools every day with teachers, with students, with school leaders, experiencing the problem, what it feels like, and what are the true factors that are impacting why our kids are not achieving and attending school.
So let's break those down. And the achievement and attendance, they can actually be different things. They can be absolutely related. But for example, we know that post-lockdown, because we talked to distressed principals about this, they were losing some of their top scholars because they needed to work to support their families. And I know there's been some initiatives to try and keep them linked with education or linked with or link up through their employers with education. We're talking about kids who would have been or were duxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that pressure sometimes, the pressure to work for work for the family because of the economic conditions we are in.
Mm.
But what are the other engagement related factors? What is it that your content is helping teachers and schools with to hit the mark on engagement?
Okay, so when I launched Lalanga, I started to see the problem and just started to see students who didn't want to come to school and were struggling to re-engage post-COVID. And through my master's research, I was really interested in discovering an amazing app using AI or VR to improve attendance, achievement, engagement. But realised pretty quickly through the research and through sitting with teachers, through interviews, being in the classroom, that the best way I could support schools, school leaders, to improve education outcomes, achievement, to ensure kids are coming to school, so attendance, is by supporting them through learning resources. So I realised that a lot of teachers, and you'll speak to a lot of teachers, you might know a teacher yourself, they're always spending their spare time planning, engaging, learning content and learning and lesson plans. They're also, it's really hard to keep up with the curriculum because they're quite time poor. You talk to any teacher inside the school, student behaviour is one of the top problems that they are managing every day. So in the research, I saw that actually they don't need another piece of technology. If they could, schools could just tell me what they want to learn. So in the education space, we call it inquiry topic. So what topic the students want to learn, then I go away and create all the culturally relevant learning engaging content, the workbooks, the learning videos, the classroom activities. I align it with STEM and the New Zealand curriculum and make sure it lines up with the New Zealand student competencies. I organise the lesson plans, and that's the best way to raise engagement and attendance and also support the teachers. And a problem I saw too with inside of the classroom is that in my research too, when you go through the academic research, there is two factors which heavily influence the ability of a student to succeed. One is, for a student to succeed, they must have a good quality teacher and they must have good quality pedagogy or learning content. So I stepped back and saw it at that point and thought, actually, to help us achieve the outcome of seeing our kids attending school and achieving, I'm going to create, that's when we launched the Lalanga Toolbox, and it was about supporting the teacher in their good quality teaching practices, and also about making sure that every single child had access to good quality learning content. And I see this firsthand. If you go to a Decile 10 school, students in that school will have access to excellent and great quality learning content. But if you go into a Decile 1 school, there is a huge difference with their access in terms of access to good quality learning content. And that's why I introduced the Lalanga Toolbox. I wanted to see with children and with teachers, if we could introduce the Lalanga Toolbox, could we actually improve attendance, engagement, achievement? And so we have been, actually, since the launch of the Toolbox. We talked to the teachers and the students that have the Lalanga Toolbox, and we released this last year. The 85 to 90% of teachers said yes, they have seen tremendous improvement and an increase in their student attendance, their learning engagement, their achievement.
They're actually quantitatively measuring that?
Yes, they are. So last year, we actually was just sitting with a principal a few days ago, and he said too that the 12-month data quantitatively and qualitatively has shown that their learning engagement, their attendance across the school has improved since the partnership and the learning resource and the support through the Lalanga Toolbox, which is exactly what I wanted to see. Is could we, if we introduced a positive approach to improving this problem, could we actually improve the problem? And we have been.
In other words, the kids actually want to be there. This is relevant. They're learning stuff that's relevant to their lives. They're getting examples that are relevant to their lives, right?
Hand on heart, I know this firsthand. I didn't switch from being a failing student to a succeeding student because someone took a method of enforcement on me. I changed because I realized one day, and it was really through that Pizza Hut reading program, that actually I could do this. I'm actually really, really smart and brilliant. And what switched on for me was they call it in education, the learner agency. Where you want a child to be is you want them to be an agent of change, an agent of their own success. And this is what this is where true success happens, is when the child realizes actually the powerful tool that education can have on your life, especially if you grew up in poverty. When you realize that, wow, a university degree could mean that I could be, my parents are earning $15 an hour, but I could be earning a couple of $100 an hour or $100 an hour. When you realize the powerful tool that education is, that's when you will chase it, when you get hungry for success, and that's where we need to be focusing. And that's what I love about the Toolbox, is that we ensure that kids want to come to school because they know that the learning content is culturally relevant and engaging, that they can achieve, that they see themselves in the engaging learning content too, and that their teacher is happy.
It's a big one, isn't it? It's the old see it to be it. You need to see the role modelling, you need to see the examples that you can relate to, or otherwise it's all about what someone else can do.
Oh, absolutely.
Not you. Okay. Lisa Ely Oliver is our guest. We're talking about Lalanga, which is the toolbox that is going into how many schools now?
So we're in 7 schools right now. We've got about 4,500 students that we're impacting.
So how does it work? How much content? Is it a once and done? Is it weekly? And what's in that content across the curriculum?
So imagine a surprise box, just like a surprise box. So how it works is that we work in partnership with the school. Every school has different needs. And so the school tells us what the inquiry learning topic or what they want to learn. Say, for example, one school this term has said that they wanted to learn about aerodynamics. So you think about it. Teachers, and what we've realized is that there's a topic that a teacher doesn't have confidence in, it's highly likely they won't want to teach it. not just that, a topic, let's say the topic of aerodynamics, it takes a lot of research to understand the concepts of science and physics. So we take the topic and we go away and do all the research and the planning, and we deliver it in a, there are two parts of it, a physical surprise box and the digital support that we give them. So each teacher in their classroom will get a physical box, and inside the box it will be tailored to the school topic. So say for example aerodynamics, and in there the students will get an individual learning workbook that they can go through every day, and that workbook will probably take about 30-45 minutes to go through. It has a little bit of reading, literacy, numeracy, problem solving, it has learning content that's aligned with the topic that they want to learn about. We also create all the learning videos, so the class has daily learning videos too. We provide the classroom with daily classroom activities that can either be STEM or creative arts activities or problem solving, or a classroom activity, could be an individual activity. And we create all the learning resources and make sure that it's all ready to go, so the teacher doesn't need to go around shopping at Kmart for it. We also provide the classroom discussion questions for the teachers, so once they've gone through the learning video, they can go through the classroom discussion questions. And we also have an online platform that supports the teacher with all the digital links to the learning content. So everything in the toolbox can be anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half upwards of learning content time, learning time that's already planned and prepared. We prepare all the daily lesson plans. We align it with the New Zealand curriculum to ensure that we're also meeting the standards of the curriculum. And when we originally introduced the Lalanga toolbox, the schools would use it kind of when they had time to. Now the schools have an allocated time after lunchtime where they, the Lalanga toolbox has taken over the curriculum of that school, and they call it Lalanga toolbox time. So I'm really proud of that, that now we see Pacific inspired, culturally relevant learning content that is part of the learning of students every single day.
The incoming government are very concerned about results in various measures, whether they're locally used measures or international measures for New Zealand students, and where we're at, and also with a very big focus on a return to, or ensuring there are sufficient basics with respect to literacy and maths, etc. Do you see what you're doing here fitting with that shift? They're going to have their eyes over the curriculum yet again when there's just been another four-year review recently, but do you see this fitting with what you're now hearing from the incoming government, which will obviously feed through the Ministry of Education?
Absolutely. One thing that I realise is, okay, yes, of course I see it fitting. The Lalanga toolbox is full and is overloaded with literacy, numeracy, New Zealand history, STEM, cultural relevant. The learning not only is engaging and culturally relevant, it's also integrated. So you will have every, when you're learning about science, technology, engineering, and maths, and New Zealand history, and literacy, and numeracy, all at the same time. And so absolutely we fit in that sense. We definitely meet the New Zealand, the Ministry of Education, New Zealand curriculum standards in that sense. Another way we fit is that we are culturally relevant. If you look at the data and the research or the statistics, the last year, actually in 2023, the attendance, there was an attendance result that was released, and they broke it down into ethnicity. Only 33% of Māori, 33% of Māori and 32% of Pacifica were attending 90% of the time. So, and then it was something like 60% Asian and then 50% Pākehā. Māori and Pacific are sitting at the bottom of they're falling behind and sitting at the bottom of those really important rates, literacy, numeracy. And I even saw a report last year that was released, and it said that 2 out of 5 New Zealand students by the age of 15 will either be failing or barely achieving their literacy rates. It is important that I'm here in this space, and it is important that the government acknowledges innovators like myself, especially in the space of education, because we understand our people. We understand it from a cultural perspective. We understand it from the experience of being there, living in poverty, which is a lot of Māori Pacifica are. And so we're able to create culturally relevant learning content that is engaging and meaningful to them. Not just that, it's important for Māori and Pacifica to see their own people having taken hold of education and now succeeding. It's important for them to see us at the front and to see that they can achieve and succeed too. And they have the ability to. So it's really important. Without a doubt, our Lalanga Toolbox meets the literacy and numeracy. And like I said before, there are schools that are using the Lalanga Toolbox in the part of their lesson time to meet literacy, numeracy, New Zealand history, STEM learning.
How many people working with you now?
So we have a team of six at the moment.
And
so
how do you fund it? How's it funded?
So we are grateful. The ministry, so originally Lalanga came about through the COVID Innovation Fund. So I'm really grateful. Within the ministry, there is a strong Pacific education team. That Pacific education team has been the champions of our work, supporting us, funding us. But it's, at this time with the change of government and priorities changing, I don't know where they will sit in terms of supporting Pacific education. And I do hope and plead with them that they still continue that work, because there are a lot of organisations who came in and are making some amazing changes, and they really need to keep continuing investing in that. So I'm very grateful for our funders from the Ministry of Education, especially through that COVID Innovation Fund, who's been supporting us. We've also done other projects and have been supported by philanthropists and private funders too at the moment. And
complete your thought, sorry.
Oh yes, and are supported by them too.
All right, we'll keep in touch. Thank you very much for your time today, Lisa Ely Oliver, who is the co-founder of Lalanga, this organisation now working, now worked with 10,000 students over 3.5 years that it's been running, around 4,000 currently.